Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
On your daily program, National Talk Black, have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumber Brit Media 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong. All right, today we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister Leanne Bell, Executive Director of Education Training at TAFE College, TAFE Queensland, here Northern Region. And we do have Leanne on the line. Leanne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good, thank you.
Good, sister. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, good morning, Leanne Bell. My mob's Gungalita. I'm from the mighty Mungabai, Burt Town. And on my dad's side, Biri Gubba Bindle from Sherberg.
Beautiful. Well, we got a connection with Gungalita, so too deadly, my sister. Thank you for coming to the program. Now, we're talking about our First Nation Pathways to Policing program. Can you elaborate, please, what's happening there?
Yeah, sure, Travis. So we've got this program. It's called First Nations Pathways to Policing, and it's really about increasing the number of our mob who are working in law enforcement agencies. So it could be with Queensland Police Service, could be with Australian Border Force or Australian Federal Police. It's just about preparing students so that they can apply for their academies and get in and take on roles within those services.
So for the people who are working in those spaces with those organisations or those government agencies, this is further education to help them with a strong foundation for their future in the industry? Is that the case?
No, it's more so for people who want to work in those agencies. So getting them that sort of foot up really to get in. So what it is, it's preparing them so they can apply for their academy programs and go in that way. And so with our program, what we do is we include all of those agencies, they come in and do a lot of the guest speaking. They take the students out and about, show them what's involved in, if you're a member of the QPS, you don't have to be walking the beat. There's lots of different jobs in the QPS. There's lots of different jobs in Border Force, Federal Police. So it's really just about giving them an overview about, what sort of work you can do if you're working with those agencies and helping them prepare. Like in the course we do, there's the foundation skills, there's digital literacy, there's communication, there's teamwork, dealing with conflict, as well as some of the more legal units, so that you have an understanding of what some of those words mean and how it applies in those workplaces.
So the First Nation Pathways to Policing program, how long has it been operating for, Leanne?
We've been going for about 4 years now. Okay. We've had 3 intakes. And we're seeing some really great success with students coming through.
And your next intake, how do people apply?
So we have a program. So it's up on the website at the moment. The next intake's on the 21st of July, and it's offered under Away From Base, which means you don't have to live in Cairns to come to study in this course. We can bring you, if you register with Ab Study, we can bring you in for blocks, and we deliver the training that way.
So we're talking being in the classroom, or we're talking online classes as well?
No, this course we are bringing you in and we're teaching face-to-face in the classroom. Beautiful. And that way we can bring in those guest speakers to come in and talk about, what law enforcement's all about.
And, of course, we're talking male and females, and we're talking all ages, stemming from what age?
Stemming from 18, because to get into the academy programs, you need to be 18. So, but definitely male, female, from 18 up. Even if you're younger, you can come in and do the course, and then you might be turning 18 within the next 12 months or so.
Lovely, fantastic. And are we talking high school certificates?
We're talking, it's a Cert 3. The qualification is Certificate 3 in Vocational and Study Pathways for Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander people. So you don't have to have a Year 12 certificate in order to enrol in this course. But what we do is we do a literacy, numeracy and digital assessment just so that students know where they're at and they know what sort of support they might need, because there's a lot of wraparound support in this qualification. We have a fantastic student support officer, Jodie Archer. And she sort of provides all that additional support. We have tutorial support available as well, really to try and get students up to the level that they need to be at.
Fantastic. Leanne, your position, Executive Director, how long have you been in that role, sister?
I've been here now for 2 years. So my role is Exec Director for Education and Training. So all the training programs that sort of operate across the North region, which is from Mackay North and out to the Northern Territory border, sort of all sit in my remit.
Look, big footprint. Enjoying that journey, sister?
Yeah, it's been good. Tate's a great place to work. We definitely, you know, it's very rewarding.
And look, big shout out to your beautiful parents. Thank you for the yarn, Leanne, and we'll talk soon, my sister.
Yeah, thank you very much, Trevor. Thanks to all the listeners. Ta-da.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Leanne Bell, Executive Director of Education and Training, TAFE, Queensland North Region. So they're talking about the intake for the First Nation Pathways to Policing Program. So if you're looking at a job or industry in the policing area, we're talking QPS, Queensland Police Services, or Australian Border Force, that is, Australian Federal Police. Either way, if there's an opportunity or vision there, you can do this course. It gives you brings you up to speed to being, at the front door, so to speak, in regard to this area. The next intake for the First Nation Pathways Policing Program will take place at TAFE Queensland here in Cairns. It's for the north here. So if you're from the Torres Straits or Cape York, you can enroll, and it's starting, kicking off the next intake Monday, 21 July. So do check it out, or otherwise contact TAFE Queensland. There's a number 1300 308 233. Number again, 1300 308 233. Run this teeth in for somebody else. Let me try again. Phone number 1300 308 233. That's the number you need to call if inquiring or interested in looking at a pathway with policing. So there it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Song? We have 7-odd minutes left in the program here, National Talk Black. And then we've got the news coming up very soon with NERS, National News Radio Service. Stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM with National Talk Black, Trinity Trev, Murray from Macquarie, and live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yindji country.
And politicians couldn't change my ways. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Inangay tu kamangay senaki mo pangat ni sa namuno ko'y patay pa kundi ang.
Hey, you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Yeah, this is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416. Sitting on a big stone, let me look long way. Money sitting on a big stone, that's really how Murray's gay. Money sitting on a big stone, let me look long way. Money sitting on a big stone, that's really how Murray's gay. Tabake slewa, tabake slewa, tabake slewa, it's on my place. Tabake slewa. Tabak is lewa, it's on my plate. Lem ready, yo, bakir gay, that's me, I'll muriske. Lem ready, yo, bakir gay, that's me, I'll muriske. Lem ready, yo, bakir gay, that's me, I'll muriske. Tabak is lewa, tabak is lewa.
Slewa.
Lem ready, oh, bakir ge. Das mili, au muriske. Lem ready, oh, bakir ge. Das mili, au muriske. Lem ready, oh, bakir ge. Das mili, au muriske. Tabake sle. Tabake slewa.
Tag moki moki. Teter moki moki. I'd like it, Mimika.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
This is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live on First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country. That's BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. have his own Yarnup Strong. Now, Reawakening Ancient Grains, a trial coming up at UQ, University of Queensland, Gatton, later this year to try and grow native grains, which are locally extinct on our country, so they can again be sown on the land they originally grew on. It's a project from Indigenous PhD candidate Jacob Birch, who is an advocate for native grains. He's collaborated between his community and other based around Brisbane, Ipswich and Gatton, Yuggera, with seeds collected from First Nation communities. Look, we're down to catch a have a yarn now with Brother Jacob Birch, Indigenous PhD and advocate for native grains. And we have Jacob on the line. Jacob, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, mate. I'm good. How are you?
Good, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
My mob, Gamilaroi. Yeah, mostly around that New South Wales, Queensland border.
Yes.
Mungindi and all that. I grew up in Toowoomba, Bud, and I'm currently living on Cabby Cabby Country, Sunshine Coast.
All right, Queensland. Beautiful. Well, big shout out to all your country and where you sit there today, my brother. Look, fantastic. We're talking about the trial coming up, UQ Gatton, later this year, and try and grow native grains. So when you say try and grow, are the grains no longer? Paint the picture there, please, Jacob.
Gatton sort of sits in that Lockyer Valley, big agricultural area, a lot of horticulture. I guess we've lost a lot of our native grasslands in there.
Okay.
A lot of pre-colonial foods have gone just because of that changed landscape and introduced species that just outcompete our natives. So you got really highly vigorous tropical grasses that get imported in from, say, places like Africa, and they just outcompete everything. And then,
so do they virtually kill our native grains, do they?
Yeah, well, if you sort of look further out west, you have species like buffle grass have been planted. So okay. They're, again, not a native species. And they have this chemical that they release into the soil, and it prevents the growth of any other plant. So they form a monoculture. So they do, yeah, they do kill and prevent the growth of native grasses. But then you've also got, like, the removal of traditional land management practices as well, so your cultural burn regimes and that are no longer there. So that again, like, impacts the grasslands. You remove all of the animals as well that perform a function in the landscape. You start killing the insects with pesticides, and sort of get this sort of cascading ecosystem collapse.
And so, do we farm the grains as we nurture them to bring them back to life, so to speak? Yep.
Yeah, but we got to start with collecting what remains.
Okay.
So building up our seed supply, our stock of seeds, so banking those seeds up, then starting to grow them out so we can increase the supply so that eventually when we do get access to decent land, we've got seed to put back in the ground and start cultivating those grains and learning how to work with them again.
So, look, it's a team effort, you could say. You're leading there. We templating this across the country. We find this is the case with other native grains or plants and flora and fauna in this country. Would that be the case?
Sorry, what was that?
In regard to what we're doing here, nurturing and regrowing our native grains. If you're talking about your area there on your country, this would be similar across this big island of Australia in regard to colonisation and all our flora, fauna and grains that we've lost along the way. Would that be the case?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere's been impacted. Even the most remotest areas now, you're getting cane toads in the Kimberleys, you've got camels out in the desert. Like, it's everywhere. And, I think, like, if we can sort of try and figure out how to work with those native species again, and rather than some other programs are looking at depleting the genetic resource of our native species, we're looking at strengthening that.
Yep.
So keeping that genetic diversity there and bringing that back and learning how to work with it in a sort of modern system so that, it's a tricky one. You've got to sort of navigate, like... conservation, but then how do you pay for conservation? Mm. How do you generate like economic opportunities for mob through that?
Yep.
You know, bringing back culture and all that kind of thing. So that's kind of like the work that we're doing is trying to address all of these things. And then if we can do this, do it with this stuff, like even if it's not applicable everywhere, it's a template or a model
that others can sort of replicate. Exactly. And then we look at the space and your country and where you're sitting. Then as a student, Indigenous student at that, PhD with University of Queensland, who do you converse, or how did this start, or were you talking to the minister for farming? I don't know. Who do you talk to, bring this to conversation to the table, and then acting on what we need to do? Tell us that process, please, my brother.
Oh, it's been something in the works for probably 6 years now.
Yeah.
It's been like a body of work that's been happening, and this little project here at Gatton, you know, that in itself has been a collaborative effort that's come to fruition through relationships that have been there for, you know, cultivating those relationships for the last 5 years, and you know, building up our knowledge base of what needs to be done, you know, what steps do we need to take to start doing this work. Building supporters along the way, and trying to build up our capacity and capabilities within the university as well.
Well, exactly. But you'll find professionals who in your space, they would be open to this, would they not?
Yeah,
you would think.
Like
in regarding nurturing to regrow native grains, bring it back from extinction, I would think that they'd be forthcoming, would they not?
I think the problem in Australia is, you know, I think this may be also a problem with the way we've been approaching this for the last 6 years, as well as talking about it as a conservation thing, or as an agricultural thing, and people in Australia, like, you know, mainstream, aren't that interested in conservation and agriculture. It's all about high input, high output, you know, usually export-oriented markets, so it's just about money.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about this stuff, people are like, oh, that's a great idea, but
that's what I'm thinking.
Puts any support about it behind it.
Yeah, sure.
That's like,
so you've really got an uphill battle there, haven't you, Brother Jacob?
Yeah, but I think we're going to sort of start shifting it away, because I think you're fighting an uphill battle if you're trying to shift the agricultural system that's really focused on that high production model. So we've got to rethink how we're approaching this.
Well, about enjoying the journey, my brother, and fight the good fight, and that's exactly what you're doing. I thank you for your yarn, and more power to you, and big shout out to your mob. We say try and grow native grains, which are locally extinct. Try and grow. Let's do it, my brother. Grow and work with it, and take people with you, and get it together together. But thank you for your yarn, my brother. Stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, Jacob.
Thank you. Yeah, we're growing grains and we're growing people at the same time.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Take care, brother. All the best. Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn there. His name is Jacob Birch, Indigenous PhD candidate and advocate for native grains. So we're talking about grains that have been extinct. And look, thanks to the colonisation, thanks to all the different species of animals and plants who've been introduced to this country. And trying to bring it back to life. Working hard, but like I said, uphill battle. This is your daily program, National Talk Black.
ani garem nyangi ani lugula ngi ani gimubila gamalu ngi ani ziria.
Too fast, can't help but reminisce about the memories of the past.
Life was so simple then.
So time out, stop the clock. Before you know it, you'll have just about forgot.
So take it easy, man.
It's a free-flowing motion. Thinking of all
sing. It makes you want to bang a drum too.
Don't be too brave.
life to say.
Getting through dazed and confused, where will we be when we come to?
There was no other way.
Say no more, now I'm ready for the free fall.
Life was so simple.
Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Over 60,000 years we've been in this place. Elders have told stories of seeing the winds change. Now it's a new world of suffering and pain. It's a wonder that I'm here to rap about it today. Is my mindset straight to get ready for it mentally? Cause life was so hard in the 21st century. Pushed to the brink with tax and Centrelink. A forced lifestyle, I won't let them overthink. Don't let them overdrink, cause they know how we get wild. Reminiscing on how we used to do on the K-side. Sometimes I sit and think about the old days. But I wouldn't have my fam, so now to me it was an old face. It's hard to see the light when you're low paid. I took a job as a father, now I'm shining like a gold chain. I lay tracks like a soul train. I'ma pave the way for the young and old, okay, mama.
Yeah. I walk a mile on this fine line, projecting light inside a tomb like canaries in a coal mine. Hold you down in these low times, trying to provide for my family, but these devils try to co-sign. You feel the levels of these dope rhymes. Receive the knowledge of this game through the pain, watch your hope rise. Clear the air, smoke will subside. Ain't playing, it's necessary for canaries in a coal mine.
My line is strong, my people stood proud. I found my footprints on ancestors' trade routes. They've given me the strength, so I see without a doubt how they always stayed real. They never made it. I was walking to a crossroad of lost souls. Mike by my side, I had to pay toll. Had to show my jambu to the right road. Damn near had to strap up and go cold. But now I see will they be backing up culture without going digital? We need more originals, classic elders, spiritual. Seen on TV, no ridicule. In black, I see life as cynical. But if you get over that bridge, we can live life imperial, kid. With that hate in our heart, time for making a start. I'm down for shaping the art of building faith in this craft. Let's go. I walk a mile on this fine line, rejecting light inside a tomb like canaries in a coal mine. Hold you down in these low times, trying to provide for my family, but these devils try to co-sign. You feel the levels of these dope rhymes, receive the knowledge of this game.